Hey everyone, it's Coach Annika with the Lifetime Detox Program. If you're tuning in, you're tuning into class one. You're probably really excited to learn what to expect this week during your first week. Along with me, I've got Paul Kriegler. He's program manager of nutritional products at Lifetime and actually one of the few people that actually put this kit together. So I'm super excited to have him here. We are both dietitians at Lifetime. We work with thousands of clients each and every year. So we're excited to kind of bring you some of the context. So welcome, Paul.
Thanks. Great to be here.
So you've been around at Lifetime for a long time. I've been around at Lifetime. We've done this detox for ourselves with, I would say, thousands of clients like us. What do you think is the biggest reason why people have such great results when they're going through, especially during week one?
The biggest reason, there's several reasons. One of the biggest reasons is people like to have a set template, some kind of program, example, outline, a starting line, a finish line, something to work from, a program, if you will, that has all the pieces that they need for success. So the detox program delivers all of that stuff, including recipes, meal plans, grocery lists, all the pieces that you need to put together a really great program for a couple of weeks to jumpstart your nutrition and metabolism.
I think that's why I like it too. It's a lot of change, and it can be a lot of change for a lot of people. There's a lot of people that kind of enter in this program, whether you're here to lose weight, just jumpstart your metabolism. I like to do it quarterly just as a nice reset, especially if there's holidays or get-togethers. If I feel like I get off track, off my usual routine, I'm always like, oh, I'm ready for a detox. I need to kind of a clean slate. So when people are listening to this class today, they're thinking they're entering in week one or day one of the program. So think of maybe the last couple days, maybe the last week, they're probably prepping. Why is prepping so important? What are you supposed to be doing when you're prepping for detox?
There's two major sides of the prep week. One side is arranging your lifestyle for a really focused period of time that you can shop and prepare food and carry food with you that's allowed on the program and that sort of thing. So it's more arranging your lifestyle to execute the program. The other side of the prep week that's really important is getting your body ready for a really productive detoxification process. And that involves just reducing your exposure to some of the things that can disrupt, like normal lifestyle and nutrition habits that end up disrupting your body's natural ability to detoxify itself. So that involves reducing your intake of caffeine and alcohol, and added sugars, processed foods. So that prep week is about reducing that intake so that when you go into week one today and you remove those things altogether, it's not such a harsh impact on your system.
Yeah, and I always think, you know, the goal of prep, because I get that question a lot when people are joining in for classes all the time, is just how important is it? Should I go cold turkey with coffee? Should I really ease down? And really, our goal for everyone is just to get the best possible results that you can during the process, right? Is really, you don't have to be perfect, but the more closer you are to that, maybe the better results you're going to get, the better you're going to feel throughout those 2 weeks. So kind of ease in, think about that. I always suggest, especially if you're an avid coffee drinker, take at least 4 to 5 days to really ease that down. I have to do it every time. I'm a big coffee drinker myself, and I always think I'm probably to the point where I could do it over a weekend, but gosh, if you've never done that before, give yourself time, gradually reduce it, switch to decaf, try not to go cold turkey, because a lot of times you'll have a massive headache on day one, which could actually be a barrier for you for completing the program. If you don't feel like you're feeling the best, which we'll talk about that, what are common symptoms during week one? You just want to ease it as much as possible on yourself. The more likely you'll stick to it, the better results that you're going to get. So let's say you've gone through prep, you've taken your time, you've reduced alcohol, reduced and eliminated caffeine. You're drinking probably plenty of water too, so that you can make sure that your bowels are regular, you're getting as much energy as possible. What are the first few days of detox, and what do they feel like for most people? Because there's a lot of changes going on in the body. And I always say it kind of depends on what your toxic load really is. Everyone is unique and different. Everyone, we kind of live in this toxic world or bubble, but how your body regulates and eliminates toxins is different depending on your metabolism. So why don't you talk through some of those common symptoms on both sides of the spectrum? Because I know it's a little bit different for everybody.
Yeah, the first couple of days, what people normally notice is their energy levels may start to taper down. So after the first day and a half, 2 days, once they hit that day three, day four, they might notice a significant reduction in their normal energy level. And that's due to the fact that they no longer have caffeine fueling their energy reserves. They're no longer, taking in added sugars for a little burst of energy in the afternoon, that sort of thing. So that's the biggest noticeable change right away in the program is your energy levels change. It doesn't happen to everyone, but I'd say a fair number of people have a reduction in energy before their energy increases the rest of the program. So the other thing that a lot of people notice, a lot of my clients notice, is their sensation of hunger and satisfaction and cravings. They become hyper aware. And usually it's a good thing. On the detox program, the foods that they're choosing, there are lots of fibrous, colorful vegetables that are richer in fiber and water. And it's usually a lot more of those foods than they've been eating before the program. So they'll notice that they're not as hungry as they typically have been before starting the program. So they'll almost feel full from the foods that they're choosing, the quality proteins, the fibrous vegetables, the whole grains, that sort of thing. So they notice a change in their hunger and satisfaction and craving patterns. The other thing that comes on usually 3, 4, or 5 days into the program, so still in week one, is people start to notice that their sleep gets deeper and more restorative. And that's probably a product of reducing caffeine, especially if they're an afternoon caffeine drinker and that sort of thing. Their sleep will get much, much deeper by and large. And the last thing that I hear about all the time is their digestive patterns. Their bowel patterns change for the better. They might feel a little bit of adjustment period introducing some of the ingredients in the programs, both the fibrous vegetables and the fiber that's in the kit. Their large intestine, the microflora or the bacteria in the large intestine might go through a little adjustment period. So you might get a little bit of gas, a little bit of bloating, before settling into a really predictable and normal bowel pattern.
That's super interesting. And I think you and I would both agree, it's important to kind of track those symptoms, right? Like to start tracking Absolutely. Day one, how are you feeling? Are you noticing changes? I love to do that. And I feel like I detox quarterly at least. So I always think I kind of have the same play that runs. It's usually the first couple days. I'm actually opposite. I feel a little bit hungrier. I have a little bit of a headache from the caffeine, but if I can get to day four, I can't describe, it's like utopia. Like I feel amazing. I'm like, I can do this forever. So I always tell that for everyone that's in the class, like just give yourself those first 4 days and you will come out of it. Because some people, it just depends on the person. Some people have a little bit heavier headache than the other person. Other people have no symptoms. So it just mm-hmm. depends. And it's kind of paying attention to it. And so I always love to journal, especially those first 4 days, just to see, what am I feeling? What am I noticing? Do I start to see change? And as soon as I see that positively in my tracking, I already know, okay, I'm in it for the long haul. I feel great. So we talk a little bit about the eating, because really what I always love to get is the question around, gosh, I really enjoy this eating. Can I do it forever? And is this a diet or is this deprivation? Like, why don't you talk a little bit about the science behind the foods that we allow and not allow and why?
Sure. Definitely. We follow a modified, or we suggest on the detox program, a modified elimination diet. And what that means is we're getting rid of or excluding some foods that are known to be very common food sensitivities or influence our inflammation patterns in negative ways. So some of those foods, like added sugars, processed sugar, trans fats, caffeine and alcohol, they're known to be metabolic disruptors if they're in our diets on a regular basis. They can alter our physiology in a negative way. So we're getting rid of some of those foods. The other piece is the modified elimination diet gets rid of gluten, eggs, dairy, soy, peanuts, other very common food sensitivities. People may not know that their body's reacting negatively to some of these foods that can be healthy in the context of some diets. But on the other hand, we get people to focus on colorful vegetables, lean, quality proteins from, you know, grass-fed beef, cold, wild cold water fish, pasture-raised or pastured poultry, that sort of thing. So we're getting people to focus on foods that have really high nutrient density, so vitamins and minerals naturally present in the foods, fibrous foods, the colorful vegetables and fruits, and those foods tend to fill us up and provide all the nutrients our bodies need to run its physiology at an optimal level.
And it's kind of important because we kind of go through like a typical plate or a typical day. Usually, if you envisioned it in your head, you'd say, okay, half that plate maybe is full of those fibrous, colorful vegetables, really high nutrient plants. On the other side, split it in half so it's in two-fourths, you might have a really nice high-quality piece of meat, which could be a steak or a nice chicken, which will you talk to too? Like, isn't there a, if you don't get enough protein, isn't it like worse for your body? Like your body's not able to detox? So we've talked about that a little bit of just differences in other detoxes out there. And I, that's like that aha I always find with a lot of my clients is they'll share with me things that they felt like worked or maybe didn't work so well. And I'm always like, well, you didn't have enough protein. That's why it was so important. And they don't really maybe learn that in other programs that if your body doesn't have enough protein coming in, your amino acid pools actually get in your way. You can't actually detox effectively. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. Protein is really important to the detoxification process. And many of the detox programs that our listeners may be familiar with are more of juice fasts or cleanses that are very low in protein typically. But our physiology actually relies on a consistent supply of amino acids from protein sources in our diet to actually run the detoxification processes that we need to run. So our liver is the main organ of detoxification in terms of sequestering these compounds, these toxins that we're all exposed to on a daily basis. But our liver has hundreds and hundreds of enzymes that can help sequester or corral these toxins in our body and turn them into substances that can be excreted. But to do that, we need a consistent and pretty rich supply of amino acids. And after about 24 hours of a low-protein diet, like what happens on many of the juice fasts or cleanses that our listeners may be familiar with, after about 24 hours of that, our ability to detoxify all but shuts down. That's where this program is different. We want people to eat a significant portion of protein a couple times a day. That's why we have a protein powder as part of the program as well, because we need a very robust supply and a consistent supply of amino acids to actually run the systems for detoxification.
Awesome. Well, I always think it's nice to just to hear the science behind the food, especially because there's a lot of diets out there. So I think sometimes we know as consumers, like, well, okay, should I trust that? Why does that work? And what I heard from you is, hey, we need plenty of protein for a reason. But of the foods, although we like to have, as we're coaching people, focus on the foods that you can eat. Like, that's an easier method to practice. The foods that we did eliminate, think of those are just high inflammatory foods, which inflammation is kind of a new buzzword, I'd say, in the industry, where science is showing high inflammation in the body leads to cancers and other metabolic disruptors or conditions that we talk about heavily. But kind of think of those foods as, hey, the idea, there's a lot of stuff going on inside your body while it's detoxing. We're trying to decrease the stress and the load on the body while making sure it's getting plenty of nutrition so it's able to do what the goal of the program is. So I love that. The other thing I'd like to talk about, so when we talk about the food program simply, it is high quality, lots of plants throughout the day, predominantly vegetables, maybe a few servings of fruit a day, nice high quality protein, healthy fats. When you think about it simply like that, it is kind of, although we give recipes and a 2-week meal plan, which I know is very helpful for a lot of people just wanting to press play, follow the program, we try to keep it simple so that if you are going to go out to eat or go do stuff, you can kind of take detox with you. Do you want to speak about that a little bit of like, hey, how to actually, if you're in a situation where you don't have your detox approved recipe in front of you, how would you still be compliant to the program in those types of settings?
I'm glad you brought that up, because not everyone's going to be able to cook every meal. that they're going to consume or every snack that they're going to consume for 2 weeks straight. That's a luxury that not many people have. So it is pretty easy to find detox-approved foods when you're out and about, whether it's a fast casual restaurant, a nice sit-down place, or even stopping in a grocery store that has a salad bar. It is fairly easy today to find colorful vegetables at the ready. I mean, even gas stations now are carrying little vegetable trays and little fruit cups and foods that are approved on the detox program. So what I say to my clients is, let's plan out your 2 weeks, kind of anticipate where are you going to be? You know, which of these days are you going to be able to prepare your meals, and which of these days do we need to plan to find a restaurant or find a grocery store that you can stop in and get detox-approved meals at? Because you can do it, you just have to anticipate ahead of time.
I love that. And I always think when I have family or close friends in the program, I get texts all day long, right? And it's always, crap, I didn't plan for dinner. Can I have a burger? Like, just simple questions like that. And although when we were talking on the approved food list, what we would say is prioritize quality whenever you can. So that's when it's organic meats and grass feds. But gosh, if you're in a situation where it's one thing or the other, just figuring out, hey, when you think about it simply, like, hey, nice meats, lots of vegetables, and then it becomes pretty easy. And you're like, oh, yeah, I can kind of navigate it. And like we were saying before, the best part is most people, when they start to eat like this and they feel so good without those allergens in their diet on a regular basis, they're like, I'm going to just keep eating like this. I feel great. And that's always my goal for everyone, is take as much as this program with you for the long haul, and you can feel great all the time. You brought up the kit, so I do want to talk about the kit, because there is science behind the kit. And I always tell every participant in the classes, you don't have to do the kit, right? We give it as an opportunity. We think you do get better results. So I want you to talk a little bit about that, of why that kit is so powerful. But then second, if you're not going to do the kit this round, what can you expect still out of this program? And should you still continue during these next couple of weeks?
Sure.
So first, talk about the kit.
Yeah, so the kit itself makes eating the right way for detoxification to go forward or to upregulate a little more convenient. It also contains a significant dose of the nutrients that we consider very important to the detoxification process. We know people that are going to do this program, they're trying to reset their health and metabolism and their nutrition habits all at once. And they're usually coming into the program eating a, you know, somewhat standard American diet, which is really poor in nutrients, B vitamins, minerals that are absorbable and usable to the body, antioxidants, and even certain amino acids. So all those ingredients are what we include in the powder, the detox shake powder in the kit itself. And then we know that Americans today, or North Americans today, typically consume very low amounts of fiber. And adding fiber to the diet is one of the easiest ways to help manage blood sugars, one of the easiest ways to help manage appetite or help control appetite. And adding fiber to the diet helps to stimulate a little bit more fat loss than if you don't add fiber to the diet. So there's a number of beneficial nutrients that we just conveniently wrapped up in that kit, in the two powders. There's a detox shake mix powder and a fiber powder in the kit that just makes eating the detox way much, much more convenient. And it's really one of the only ways that we're going to get a lot of people to consume enough vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and antioxidants, because a lot of people don't know this. To get all those nutrients from food alone, it's an enormous quantity of food. Like, we're talking cups upon cups upon cups of vegetables a day, 12 to 13 cups of vegetables a day, to get all the nutrients you need from food alone. So supplementing a little bit and eating well is the best route to give your body everything it needs to operate at its optimal capacity.
And it helps too that the shakes are so good. So obviously we've been around close to this kit for the last few years, but it comes in chocolate or vanilla. I'm a big chocolate fan. My clients know that. So I usually wrote myself into the chocolate kit when I'm detoxing, because that's my fix. And I would say during week one, the idea with the kit is to have one shake per day for the next 10 days. And I always tell people always ask, when should I have it? What is it better to replace a meal? Most often I suggest, for just the type of clientele I usually work with, most people have a really hard time with breakfast. And I don't know if you would agree with that too, that, hey, having that shake for breakfast time just makes it easier. It kind of sets the tone of the day. It's easy to make at home. You can drink it plain, or you can add in maybe some frozen fruit. We have a ton of recipes on the website. If you're a chocolatey fan like me, you probably maybe like a little almond butter in there, maybe a little half banana or something close to that if you like that type of flavor profile. But I'm a big fan of right away in the morning. I usually have my little bit of a workout first thing in the morning, so I do that fasted, and then I have my shake as kind of a replenishment after, and that works really well. For others, if you like to make breakfast or have kind of your three-course regular meals during the day and you just want to drink the shake plain, maybe with just water, we might say do a PM snack or an in-between snack. But I think what would be interesting too, a lot of the people in class will hear from me throughout the program what my typical day looks like. When you're detoxing, what is your typical day? So if you wake up, what are you eating? When do you have your shake? Do you exercise? Come and give me the Coach Paul type thing.
Yeah, I mean, the vanilla detox powder is one of my most favorite powders of all the powders that we have. And I prefer to have it as my first meal of the day. So I make a shake, frozen blueberries, the vanilla detox powder, the fiber powder, with a little coconut milk in it, unsweetened coconut milk. And that to me is like having dessert for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll usually consume that after a light morning workout. When I detox, I work out in the morning all the time. But when I detox, I work out fairly light. You know, I almost treat those 2 weeks as a time period where I'm reducing my exercise volume or intensity by about 20%. So I'm still active. I still place priority on exercising every day, but it's not a time period where I'm really going after my fitness development. I'm just trying to maintain during that 2 weeks. So I'll have that detox shake after my morning workout. Usually it's like a light swim or a yoga class and some time in the sauna. And then I'll eat normally the rest of the day until the week two, when I start ramping up my shake intake. But so the shake for me fits in most conveniently in the morning, and then I eat usually 2 to 3 detox approved meals throughout the rest of the day, and stop eating, you know, sometime early in the evening.
So great point about the exercise too. And that's a question we get all the time. Everyone kind of enters into this program, whether they're already avid exercisers, maybe they've been taking a break from that. What is your stance on what type, whether it's intensity or frequency of exercise while you're detoxing?
Yeah, that's a great question. I find the most success for myself and my clients to put a priority on exercise modalities or exercise types that get you to think about breathing properly while you're moving your body. So think Pilates. Reformer Pilates is an excellent program to follow during a two-week detox program. If you can't get in on a reformer, then I would find a yoga class or do some yoga videos at home, because the twisting and the bending and the breathing and the mind-body connection, along with the warmer environments that you typically find in yoga classes, are really conducive to a good detoxification program. Because it's really important to sweat a lot. You do want to sweat regularly and pretty profusely when you're detoxing, because as your body starts to release more toxins from its fat stores, it dumps it right back into the bloodstream, and you got to get it out. Otherwise, those toxins can make you feel really crummy as you go through the detox program. So you want to have a daily ritual to kind of get out some of those toxins. So Pilates, yoga, strength training, believe it or not, because all those muscle contractions when you're resistance training, and the movement and just the full joint movements that you're doing, if you're strength training properly, can help move the lymph around your body a little bit more aggressively. Or if you're more apt to do like swimming or some light cardio work, just do that, but keep it conversational. Don't go after any personal records for speed or anything like that, because that amount of cardiovascular exercise can actually induce a little bit more inflammation than you want during this 2 week period where your body's really focused on kind of resetting its internal chemistry.
I like that, because it's kind of like you can kind of continue what you're doing, but maybe take it down just one notch. not a great time to start some high intensity brand new program that your body's not used to. I think I took that away from you too. And the sauna. So I always tell people the exercise piece is great. I love the mind-body connection you brought up because I do think that is so important. But I always like the idea of, hey, the more regular that you're sweating, the better for your detox results, the better for just how you're going to feel. So we always talk about the sauna that's inside of the club. It's probably one of the most underutilized spots inside of the entire thing, even though you and I might be in there frequently. I try to encourage my clients to do that as often as possible, but try to aim for 2 to 3 times per week. And I always like to do right after my workout. I just go downstairs. I stay in my workout clothes. You don't have to get into a bathing suit. I think a lot of people have that perception if it's on the pool deck that, oh, I don't necessarily want to change. Just go in there, spend 10 to 15 minutes relaxing, deep breathing. Then I like to do my shower at the club as well, just a nice cold shower. And that can actually have huge benefits too. I know I've learned from you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing we should probably hit on, and we kind of tapped on a little bit, but just how important hydration or water intake is during this program. And I know for us, you know, a lot of it can come from symptoms. If you're feeling kind of crummy, even when you're not detoxing, we always tell people, are you drinking enough water? Water is, you know, a lot of times when you're not getting enough, you're going to feel more tired. You actually think you're hungry more often. So just making sure you get enough water, tap on that a little bit of how important hydration and how much.
Yeah, and I'm going to relate it back to like what people use this program for a lot of times is they use it for a launching pad for a bigger fat loss effort or a bigger weight loss effort. And the eating program, the modified elimination diet, focusing on food quality, and that helps you control food quantity much of the time. So eating lots of vegetables, lots of lean proteins and healthy fats, and kind of keeping carbohydrates or starchy foods into more like condiment size servings. What that does is it helps reduce our total amount of insulin that our body is producing on a daily basis. When you reduce insulin slightly, it's easier for your body to let go of its fat stores. And when you let go of fat stores, toxins come along with it because we store a lot of our toxins in our fat. And those toxins get released back into the bloodstream, and that's what can make us feel crummy throughout a detox program. Unless you're drinking enough water. So we're basically polluting our bloodstream when we're losing fat. And the solution to pollution is dilution, as I like to say. So you got to drink at least a half an ounce of water for every pound of body weight you have. So in other words, take how many pounds you weigh, cut that number in half, and that's how many ounces of water you should drink on a daily basis, probably plus another 16 ounces for each hour that you're planning on exercising or sweating. So that tends to be a significant amount of water for most people to drink. So on average, it's, you know, 3 liters of water for men and at least 2.5 liters of water for women per day. But it's very important because your body needs water in order to sweat out, pee out, or excrete out all the toxins that your body is trying to eliminate. Without that water, you're not going to feel energized. You're not going to have a very successful detoxification effort because your body's just going to try to store all those toxins you just released once again.
Those are great points. And I think a lot of people think they have that 8 cups in their head, which, again, if you don't do anything close to that, make that your first goal. But I love hearing, hey, optimal is half my weight in ounces. So I always go by the rule of thumb, like start tracking if you haven't tracked. The more the merrier. It's hard to overdo it on water. But again, you'll probably feel so much better, hopefully, as a habit you stick with even after detox too. Well, we did a lot of great content for week one. So for you listeners tuning in, a lot of great stuff happening this week. Today is day one of week one. So your goal, if you have your kit, you should be starting your first shake today. You should be already through the prep. So free of caffeine, free of alcohol, free of a lot of those extra added sugars in your diet, and really focusing on optimal, high-quality nutrition a few times a day, which could be half a plateful of colorful veggies, a little bit of fruit, quality proteins and fats. So use the resources online to find kind of those best recipes. I like to batch cook the weekends ahead so that they're already kind of planned out for me. But if you don't start today, if you're starting maybe tomorrow or the next day, you'll hear from me in your inbox so that you'll have more resources. And of course, you can always ask any questions. But I want to thank Coach Paul, how I like to call him, Paul Kriegler, our resident expert on all things nutritional products, including the detox kit, for being here today. But you'll be hearing from me, Coach Annika, in your inbox throughout the week. And I'll see you in class next week. Thank you.